Welcome to the Mackey Motors tailgate here. We're going to be joined by head coach Ryan Steinkamp of the Kemper Knights. Coach Steiny, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Mason.
So you guys, last week, you go down to Shenandoah with the long road trip, and you go in there and you win 42-7. What do you feel like are the keys that you guys are taking away from that matchup?
I thought the kids played well. You know, they played hard. You know, they stuck to the game plan. Saw some things we need to work on offense and defense. But you know, the kids were coachable, and that's what we won from that game.
You guys as well. I mean, Brock Baden going in there and throwing 5 touchdowns to 5 different receivers. What do you feel like Brock brings to the table so far that not a lot of other quarterbacks can do?
There's a lot of it's his leadership. You know, he's a student of the game. You know, he's good at distributing the ball too. He doesn't try to force a lot of things. Just takes what's there too. Just making good decisions. And you know, he just plays hard and has fun doing it.
You guys as well. I mean, you talk about leadership. The group of seniors that you have, what do they mean to this Kemper program?
Yeah, they're a great group. You know, there's not a ton of them numbers wise, but they all bring a great values that you know, like you know. They care. They care a lot too. You know, they're not the most outspoken guys, but they do it by their actions and their leadership and how hard they practice and stay focused and things like that. That makes a big impact.
Between the Shenandoah game and now this upcoming Friday here, what do you feel like you guys have been working on the most?
A lot of it's just cleaning things up too. Our spacing, our alignment, blocking and tackling is always really important too. I know we got to continue to be physical and attacking things. That's one thing we've really talked about. You know, just is being students of the game, watching film, those little things that make a big difference on Friday nights.
OABCIG here Friday night. What have you seen on film from the offensive end that you guys like?
Yeah, they're a dynamic team. You know, they like to spread you out, run them a bunch of different formations. You know, they like to pass, but you know they really established a run game though too. So they have a running quarterback and a bruising running back. So they definitely have some good skill players where we'll have to be prepared and make sure that everybody's focused.
For OA as well, I mean, they bring some of that size to the table too. Do you feel like you guys are going to have to bring the physicality on Friday night?
Yeah. I mean, they have a good size O line. They have some good size skilled players too. So, you know, there'll definitely be a balanced game there too. So we'll have to make sure that we're being physical and ready to attack each time.
How do you feel like you guys get to that physicality? Do you feel like that's something that Friday night's atmosphere brings, or do you feel like that's a kind of going through the week of practice?
A lot of it's practice too. You know, a lot of it, we talk to kids, you know, we don't smash heads or bang heads too much during the week too, but it's about attacking your first step. And once you get your read done, your first couple steps, your feet will take you there and exploding through it type deal. So a lot of it's from practice and then, you know, watching film and then hopefully it helps the kids play faster on Friday nights.
For homecoming as well, I mean, that's going to bring a lot of atmosphere. It's going to bring some people back home. You guys are going to have a good crowd. Do you feel like that's something that's also going to impact the game, is having that good crowd behind you guys on homecoming?
Yeah, I mean, the Kemper homecoming special too. You know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of people back, a lot of events and celebrations and stuff like that too. You know, it's fantastic and it's really great for the kids to enjoy. So as you remind them, like, hey, there's a football game on Friday night though. That's kind of the main attraction, and you know, so make sure that we're staying focused there.
For you guys as well, I mean, looking at OA, what do you feel like their defense does that you guys are gonna have to key in on?
They're physical. You know, they have some good linemen, some good linebackers, and you know they bring some pressure, and they have skill guys that can cover. So you know they're definitely a very solid defense.
And so for you guys looking at this season so far and kind of the depth that you guys have, I mean, you look at names like Jared Hoffman, Brayden Offer, Braxton Manami, Griffin Glenn. You guys have a very deep skill position set. For you as a coach, does that make it a little bit easier on your job to be able to see that all of these guys can get involved?
I don't know about easier, but we just know that, you know, we trust a lot of our guys too. So it's not exactly like, you know, who we're trying to get the ball to. We just, you know, we'll take what's there too. We don't have to switch a ton of guys because we have faith and trust in all of them.
And then for you guys so far as well, I mean, a pretty good start to the season. What do you feel like your guys' goals are for the rest of the year?
Just one game at a time. You know, we're about the game in front of us. You know, taking care of each week. You know, and getting better each game.
And so for Friday night, what do you guys feel like you need to do to be successful?
We got to play good defense. You know, defense is always important. You know, defense, clean special teams, and you know, just an offense just taking what's there and just let our kids go, be kids, and play fast and have fun.
For you guys as well, between week one and now into week four, what do you feel like the guys have improved on the most?
I think just kind of knowledge of the game, understanding it too. The ways that practicing hard is really important, but it's also being a student of the game, and watching films and understanding game plans and what team other teams are trying to do and things like that too. Just they're kind of just maturing a little bit, and starting to figure things out, which has been helpful.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we wish you the best of luck coming up with OA.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Mason. Appreciate it.